Let's head over to Eight Stadia. Let's have a chat to our Canberra correspondent, Kerry Ann Walsh. Kia ora, Kerry Ann. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday, kia ora, Mami.
Now, I understand Territories and Commonwealth meet online this afternoon. Mm. What are they going to be discussing?
They're talking about a cap on gas and coal prices from wholesalers to the major retailers. For instance, in Canberra, our major retailer is actually AGL, so that they can pass on the savings to us. Now, this is quite controversial. Coal and gas companies have made a lot of money in the last year, but then they're not giving 85% of what they produce goes offshore. So this is only going to affect about 15% of their revenue, but nevertheless, they are kicking up and the states are kicking up. Well, one state in particular, which is Queensland. Queensland's finances are a little bit shaky. Their collective purse is not looking so flash, and one of the great contributors to their economy, the state economy, is royalties from coal mines, and it jeopardises a slice of their $10.7 billion a year in coal prices. So they're going to be hard to bring over the line this afternoon. It is going to be held online because Anthony Albanese has COVID for the second time. So he is holed up at the lodge here. But this is a very, very important initiative for Labor. They do have to land this afternoon and then bring legislation in early next year, because in some states, gas prices or household energy prices are going up 50, 60, 70, 80%. And a lot of low-income households, well, a lot of households simply can't afford that.
Mm. Speaking of coal, new national laws have been put in place to protect the environment that was unveiled yesterday.
Yes, that's right. So there's a new traffic light system, red, orange, green, to denote areas of high, moderate and low environmental significance. I mean, a lot of our flora and fauna has been wiped out by weather events, but also wiped out by just human degradation and deforestation. Whole habitats have disappeared. The koala is threatened, one of our great national animals. So we do have to do something to protect our environment. We've got a beautiful country. But for some climate activists, it hasn't, these reforms, which have been many years in the making, haven't gone far enough because there's no climate trigger in legislation. They wanted a trigger to every single piece of development legislation had to be assessed against environmental heritage. Nope, that's not in it. But these are good reforms, and if they do pass the Senate next year, so next year's looming is a large one, well, then we'll be on the way to doing something about restoring our environmental heritage.
Just a minute to go, Kerry-Ann, and yes. What's happened with Ashley Hall?
Oh, Ashley Hall, one of the famous ABC journalists. I mean, he's a long-time presenter and producer. He's no longer with the ABC. Arrested on major drug charges yesterday in Sydney, found with something like $800,000 worth of, an array, a pharmacy of goodies, MDMA, cannabis, ecstasy. It's astonishing. So he was charged yesterday and he's in court.
Oh, goodness me. Well, hey, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Kerry-Ann. That is Kerry-Ann Walsh, our Canberra correspondent.